Assalamu alaikum, motherfuckers. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, aka the Alpha Cyberwolf. Are you a black Muslim who hates Jews? Join the club. Okay. Yeah, I've met some black Muslims, and I don't have too much of an issue with them, but I have no idea why Louis Farrakhan never returned any of my emails. Motherfuckers got some mental issues in the United States today. They do not believe in win-win collaborative ventures, meaning pooling of media reach for windfall profits. Meaning, if you have an email list and I have a product, it is possible to make fuckloads of money in 24 hours. What part of this is too hard to understand? Question mark. Yes, Louis Farrakhan, I'm asking you, why the fuck didn't you return any of my emails? Are you another? Nah, I don't even want to say it. It's too frightening. Is Farrakhan a vampire too? I don't know. I did read the Daily Wake Up Call or whatever his paper is while I was in Santa Rita. And Minister Farrakhan definitely has a lot of merit on his side in his writings. Very intelligent writings. To attempt to steer the youth away from white trash homosexuals like Google Boys A and B and their GMO foods. Yeah, I also met another Muslim who gave me some insight on military. He was an ex-sailor, and he told me he saw a guy get his head cut off by F-35 cables on a carrier and the body flung overboard and eaten by sharks. Yeah, that black Muslim gave me some ideas on military and aerospace and how important it is to cut budget costs and not be politically correct about pumping that obsolete F-35 full of Alpha Cyberwolf pneumatics lead. You best believe, motherfuckers, the Wowels canine luxury aircraft can most definitely pump an F-35 full of Alpha Cyberwolf pneumatics lead after cyber attacking them in aerial combat. When you want to explore the world in style, there's only one personal luxury aircraft brand of choice, custom made, boutique for you. Wowels. Yeah. Any of you heard of like Dan Kennedy, the marketing guy? Any of you heard of the concept? Give me 10 clients instead of 10 billion. I don't want every last idiot under the sun as a customer. I'll turn some away. Thank you very much. I want quality over quantity. I want to deal with less people. I want less work. And I want people who will pay money for quality and recognize precisely what the fuck it takes to do something independent and original in the business world. If there is anybody, and there are. And yeah, I come from middle class circumstances, not rich, not poor. Yeah, I've definitely had some advantages in education, but you know, when you've been attacked by vampires for this long, it's, you know, I don't want to hear any of this shit. Let's put it that way. So yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about my story. I'm a dual citizen, U.S. Israeli. I lived in Jerusalem, and I have been involved in the music scene. I'm putting my music on this page so you can check it out. It's fusion, trip-hop, Middle East music. But I didn't put lyrics to it. I definitely had a pretty good voice when I was growing up. By far my favorite singer was Jim Morrison. I really liked his voice and his lyrics. Other than the Doors, I don't listen to shit from that area. From that era, I hate the Beatles. I always hated the Beatles. I don't like heavy metal at all. I think they're, I fucking hate wannabe Satanists. Yeah, I prefer hip hop. I prefer nigger noise, whatever those white trash call it. Excuse me. Look, I think I've earned a bit of a nig nog license. I've done my best to be fair in business dealings and be inclusive of minorities in my equity stack. Yeah, 49% minority ownership in the top aerospace brand. It never got off the ground because they blackballed me and tried to have me killed for making the Gizmowl military drones. But yeah, I had African-American business partners. Where was I? Okay, so yeah, I was in the middle. I was in the Middle East and trying to get into the music industry, but I got attacked by vampires, by Illuminati vampires. The guy whose studio I was in became a Freemason. Just sold out right away. Put on his little Sunday suit and got his little Freemason. I'm a blood drinker pin. I'm a whatever. I'm not a blood drinker. I don't want to drink human blood. I've only drank a sip and it wasn't to my liking. You know, on accident while in the dojo. But yeah, that's the Jerusalem music scene. The Israel music scene is pretty pathetic for the most part. There's a few motherfuckers trying to make it with some like messianic themed hip hop. You know, they got some pretty whack attack shit over there in Israel. They got like, we're going to run to the cities of the future. Take what we got. Infected Mushroom had like one good song. Then there's some other wigger over there. I don't fucking remember his name. Subliminal or something. His shit's like decent. But the truth is, General Hakan had the most bumping Middle Eastern beats, but they tried to knock me off and claim I was crazy because I didn't sign up to sell my music vision out. So you can hear my breakbeats. I only got as far as putting together the breakbeat composites, but I'm pretty sure they'll be to your liking if you have taste in music like I do. Yeah. Hip-hop music. It's the truth. It is better music than white trash. Well, than a lot of the white trash stuff. Some hip-hop music anyway. Some hip-hop music. I don't know exactly what's going on. I do, but I don't. It's about money and creativity and trying to find strategies to express your artistic vision. And Brainstorm Pro with the Poetic Justice. SaaS is the only credible software you want to be using. Use it or become slaves to those who do.